Yes, well, welcome again to the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. And again, I just see it as a privilege to be able to share with you today some things that are very important and pertinent to us as we walk on this earth, to look at the scriptures and to be taught and instructed by God's word. And I want to thank you again for calling in. I know it's a busy world we live in. Many things happen in a day, and there's busy schedules. I understand that. But thank you that you have taken time to reflect on the Word of God. And I believe that as these seeds are planted, there's going to be a bountiful harvest. And I look forward to seeing what God will do, and not only in my life, but in yours and all those that come to Him for the bread of life. I'd like to read to you a portion of scripture out of the book of Mark in the New Testament. We've looked at some things, both New and Old Testament. I just feel led to share some things here about the words of Christ as He was walking here on this earth and He was dealing with His disciples and trying to bring them up into the ways of God. I thank God for His patience here and for the lessons that we can learn in these scriptures. I'll be reading out of Mark chapter 8, and I'm just going to read a few passages here, beginning in verse 31, and as always, I encourage you to go back and read the whole context here, and just read the things before and even after of these events, and God will show you things, and for sake of time, I just have to kind of cut in here, but I'll be reading from verse 31, and he, that's Jesus, excuse me, and he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and of the chief priests and the scribes and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. And he spake that saying openly, and Peter took him and began to rebuke him. But when he had turned about and looked on his disciples, he rebuked Peter, saying, Get thee behind me, Satan, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of men. And I'd like to just look at that. You know, here's the disciples of Jesus. Jesus is this incredible teacher, master, and now he's taken his disciples along. They've seen many miracles. They've just seen that this man has something different about him. He is powerful, and he gets right to the heart of men. And now he's openly telling them that he's going to have to go before, he's going to be rejected of the elders and the chief priests and the scribes, and he's going to be killed, and 3 days later rise again. And Peter took that hard, as all of them did. He didn't want that to happen. He did not want Jesus to be killed, and he wanted to intervene somehow, and he spoke his heart there. But as we talked about earlier, God has the latter end in mind. He sees what is the big picture, as we call it. He knows what needs to happen, and it needed to happen for him to die and 3 days later to rise again. But that didn't fit into the plans of the followers, and you can understand that. They didn't want their master to be killed. Well, Jesus gave a sharp rebuke here, and he was letting them know that this is has the fingerprints of the devil on it. He says, you're savoring the things that be of men, he said, instead of savoring the things that be of God. There's a vast difference. They wanted to have his kingdom established right here, right now. And God knew that that's not the way he wanted to do that. So he's rebuking Peter. Not in a mean way. He's just being very stern with him and showing him these are not the things that are of God, but the things that are of man. That's what you're going after here when you're talking like this. In verse 34, and when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Verse 35, For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, But whoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. And I know we've talked about this many, multiple times. It's a truth that we could never wear it out or make it old or plain. But I'm just going to go on through here because I've got another something that I'd like to expound on here. Verse 36, for what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? And verse 38 here is where I want to kind of hone in today. He says, whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. And here's where I would like to just kind of probe us a little bit here. I know we've read these scriptures. I know we have, and I know you've probably read them on your own, and that is wonderful. We understand the principle here. But I want to just ask you some questions. I want to, as we're reading through this, it just begs the question, am I ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ? And of course, our first response, we want to say, no, I'm not. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. But when it comes down to everyday living, everyday life, when we're out there at work, when we're out in the store, in the market, or wherever we find ourselves, are we openly sharing the words of God, or do we feel ashamed? And we might make excuses like this. Well, this person doesn't really want to hear, and I don't think they're really interested anyway. After all, we all have the scriptures available to us. We can, if he wants to, he can go to them himself. And the reason I know some of these excuses is because I would also find myself using them, that I don't go as freely with the Word of God as I should out there in this adulterous, wicked generation, a sinful generation. It's the people that are blaspheming God. It's the people that hate God. It's the people that have nothing to do with God. We should be right there sharing the Word of God. But somehow, it's intimidating. Somehow, we feel weak. Somehow, we feel inadequate. I just want to really encourage you, and I want to encourage myself, just begin to speak the Word of God. Let it come and weave itself into our conversation, and we'll be shaky at first. That's very normal. Our voice might even tremble a bit, but that's okay. Just open the door and let the floodgate come open and share the Word of God with people. I know that can be very uncomfortable, but we have to realize that, you know, when we allow the enemy to come in and make us feel timid about that, in a sense, that's being ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I know none of us want that. None of us wants to be guilty of being ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, we can talk to others that we're pretty secure around about the words of Christ and the Bible, but when we get out there into the world, it's pretty scary. And I'll be the first to admit, I tremble. But there's something that happens when our mouth opens and we begin to speak, then we start to feel a little more strength from God and a little more. And pretty soon, God is right there in the midst and giving us power and strength to share. But I don't want you to think that I've got that all figured out and that I do it well. I know that it's only by the power of God that we're able to do these things. And I just want to encourage myself and you, let's go out and give the word. Even if it's, we talked about memorizing little portions of scripture, let's speak it. Let's speak it. And I want to make an arrangement with you right now that you would pray for me and that I would pray for you. And I've been doing that. I've been praying for you. I don't even know who you are, but I'm praying for you. I know some of you. But I'm praying for you that God would fill you and that you would not be ashamed of the gospel. The reason I'm praying for you is because I want you to pray for me, that I'd not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the bread of life. And I don't want to be guilty of being ashamed of him and of his words, because he says when he comes in the glory of his Father, that he would also reject us if we reject him. And so I encourage you today, let the word of God come out of your mouth and just watch God what he'll do with that. I know he'll strengthen us. And let's work in this together. And may God be glorified through all of it. God bless you as you allow him to do his work in your heart.